kids was in my wife's car.
Oh, that's right.
He was with them.
They used to call him Baggy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was Baggy.
Baggy, that was the same.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you the mashal I was thinking, and then we'll say halacha. Or should I say halacha first? I'll say mashal first. I was thinking a mashal like this. There was once an elephant. Why I thought of this mashal as I was driving is a different story, which I'll tell you afterward. But there was once an elephant that was in the zoo. And he was like a big, gruesome, fearful looking elephant, a big creature, you know, with horns and like one in the middle. And he had a string attached to his neck. That's kind of what I was thinking while I was driving. I'll explain to you a different time. But he had a string attached to his neck, to a rope that was attaching him to the pole, you know, to the... And you look at him. So it's not a true story, but I'll say it as if it was true. So I was in the zoo, and I went over to the zoologist to ask him, like, Mamarashach, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Mamarashach. Ad kama that he's as fearsome and as gruesome as he looks. Look at him, he's like, right? So then what's that little string going to help? You know, it's one of those, you know, I'm talking about those strings, like the Brooklyn Bake Shop bat, you know? What's it going to do? Right? He's just going to knock right out of it, right? Elamai, Simuza, it must be that he's Taka not as scary as he looks. And Taka, what's the whole part of the string? The whole part of the string, just push it like, you know, so we know the truth. Obviously, he doesn't need it, Bichlal. Right? Good kasha. Manashach. So the zoologist will say like this, Pashin, Bichlal, don't forstate the lumbus here. You know what the pshat in this elephant is? The pshat in this elephant was he was a baby, and when we kidnapped him from Kenya, we brought him over here to the zoo. So he was like this big. He wasn't some big elephant knacker. Hello, it's a kleiner elephant, a small thing. So then we put this string around his neck. And for 1 month, he fought to try to get out of the string. He's trying like a hit and a hair. Right? And then when he was a little baby elephant, right, it was enough to hold him. Then what happened? After 1 month, he gave up trying. After 1 month, he was fighting fighting the string. After a month, he gave up. And now, he's this big elephant knacker, but he doesn't realize that he could break the string because he's so mesmerized, he's so spellbound by this, you know, he's so, what's the word, he's captured by the string, that he doesn't realize all he has to do is give one knack like that, and boom, the whole string falls down. You know, that's mamash what the Yetzer Hara does to us. He comes to us, he takes us with things that like we don't realize that we're beyond that. We're beyond that point already. You know, but he chopped us already like this. You know, I was looking at some people, they were talking during davening this morning. I know you can't believe me, but they were talking during davening. And I was thinking to myself, like, look, when you're 14 years old and you talk during davening, maybe, right? When you're 16 years old, you talk during davening, whatever, you know, fine, whatever, right? You grow up a little bit. It's like the same, we stick with some of the same Yetzer Haras for no reason at all. It's because we just never thought about it afterward. So I speak in davening because I speak in davening, right? And there's a lot of things like that. Right? But we don't realize that string, that string that the Yetzer Hara tied around our neck, it's a good mashal, no? You like, no?
That's great mashal.
Huh? You like that, no? I thought of while I was driving.
Getting COVID tomorrow.
Yeah, it's good, no?
All right.
You love it. Okay, now let's talk halacha. At the end, maybe I'll tell you one more. But it's mamish emes. You see that the people that are caught with narish kaitin, you know, if a guy's chopped on a good yetzahara, it's like a geshmak yetzahara, you know, I understand, right? But a guy's caught on like a ridiculous yetzahara, something that he had when he was 12 years old, I can't be masik it. Right? I can't, it's like, because it hit me when I saw a bunch of little kids talking together during davening. I saw a bunch of like bigger kids talking during davening. Right? And it's a pellet. And I think to myself, the pshat is that they just don't realize, like, hey, wait, I don't have to talk during davening anymore. Okay, that's a mashal. There's many other cases of things like that we get gibbichapt and gansen by the Yetzer Hara, which doesn't, no, it's mamish emes. Yeah? Okay, let's go weiter. I'll tell you some halacha, and then at the end I'll tell you some good zachen. Some good zachen. Maybe I'll tell you, say this of all of the Bri and all of life itself. How's that? Okay.
Good.
Okay. So first of all, today on Erev Shabbos went to light. So the emes is that on Erev Shabbos, the Prima Godim, oh, I'm sorry, it's Chanukah. On Chanukah, we light candles. Okay? I'm sorry. No, I saw from some of the faces, I'm sorry. Candles are the things that you light cigarettes with. Right? Those guys are. So Kitzur, today is on Erev Shabbos Chanukah, there's a big shayla in the Paiskim. The Prima Godim says that you should light them in Neira, taka after Mincha. Right? There's two reasons why. You should always light the menorah after Mincha and Chanukah on Erev Shabbos. Normally during the week it's not Tanegeya, right? But we hope not. But on Chanukah, on the Friday, it becomes Tanegeya. The Prima Gadim says you should light, which means that if you're going to do it properly, you're going to have to wind up getting a Mincha. They should make a Mincha here, God, at like 12 o'clock. They should make a Mincha, then you're covered. Right? The Shias anyway is going to go to 12:15. Right? Yeah, so might as well, like right after 12:16, we'll make a mincha. Right, okay. But Akopanim, could I try to get a mincha? Why? What's the svara? What's the shot? Was this one more? What's the reason why you should have a mincha before candle lighting? So the people got, they say two svaras. One svara they say is because the whole lumdus of why we're allowed to light now is that with the lighting, we're considering it connected somewhat in lumdus, at least it's connected to the next day. In other words, today is the fifth day of Chanukah, Shabbos is going to be the sixth day of Chanukah. So how are we going to light six Neiros on the daytime on Friday? So we say the lumdus is that from this point, we make it like that's the sixth day. You know, we're Mesiach to the sixth day. But if you still have to daven Mincha, how could you go and say, it's like a Tarti Desasi, how could you go and say that this is the sixth day when you're still davening Mincha from the fifth day? That's one. Understand, it's one lambdas. There's a different way they say pshat like this. What was the last avodah done every day in the mikdash? They would do the korban tamid. That was the last korban. But after the korban tamid would come the menorah. So in Seder Advarim has to be the korban, the davening. And then after the davening has to come the menorah. Now, the maisa, the reason I'm saying this is because that's the lichatchila. And the Ben Ish Chai says, for his fardim, he says, this is what you should do. Not like the fools, that's what he writes. Not like the fools that don't do this. Not like those guys that don't do this. However, this is not a reason to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. Maisa, most of our parents don't do this. It's not exactly the widespread minhag in Klal Yisrael. It's not the widespread minhag. Most parents, what? No, I said most. Most. I meant, right? There's a reason why you're the only guy that went like this. The rest of them all went like, you can't see because you're facing me. They're all like this. Right? Like that? That's right. Right? No, what's the pshat? The pshat is like this. Most of the chesed, I'll prove it to you, right? Any of the chesed, shtibel, and anything going around, there's a mincha, right? When? 15 minutes after, seis, right? There's a mincha going on. We know that. That's the reality, right? They all lit. I mean, we hope, right? They all lit in their house. And then they come to shul. That's the minhag of most of Klal Yisrael. It's not geferlich. It's not, I'm just telling you, these are the chatchilas. The nafkamina is that 2 years ago, I gave this shiur somewhere. And because of this, the person said to me, oh, thank you, shkoyach, so much. I never knew this before. Because, you know, because I'm with the Roiv, right? I never knew this before. So I attack it right before the licht benching. I attack it. I daven mincha b'chidus because of it. Right? So now in Shemayim, one day they're going to blame Kallus. Because that's the Vadanish. You never missed Tefillah B'Tzibur. You know, the Tefillah B'Tzibur is clearly more of a chash of an Indian than this. This is an Indian. That's a din. Tefillah B'Tzibur is a din. So that's number one. Crystal clear? What you want to ask?
Instead of having a minion now, we have a minion.
Oh, that's what they do. That's so convenient because it's yeshiva.
That's what those
signs are. I wish I was in yeshiva, man. Maybe you'll come to my house and we'll daven mincha. And then I'll throw you out. And then I'll be able to light. No, I'm going to have to get a mincha. It's okay, we'll do 12:16 anyways. I'm saying you mean the other guys that didn't come today because they're always sick in the Tzal Snefashis. That's number one. That's Erev Shabbos. Lagabe, the time of lighting, you guys are all yeshiva bakram, so you're all lighting at the same time. I'm not going to go into it. It means the shaila is you're allowed to light. So obviously you have to light before Shkia, and the shaila is how early, and obviously it'd have to be after Plag, because before Plag is connected to the day before. So you all know that. The question is what exactly when? But I hear that there's going to be a mincha 3:50, which means that the mincha will end at about 4:05, 4:10. That's when you're supposed to be lighting. So I'm not going to go into that. That's a pshuta. The Gabi Meiriv. So it's like this. The Gabi, excuse me, Maitre Shabbos. It's like this. On Maitre Shabbos, the it's interesting. Agav, a person who forgets Al Anisim. So he says, oh, Mai said, the only reason why during the week if I forget Al Anisim and benching, I don't have to go back, is because the yontif of Chanukah is not a yontif that's mechayiv mesibas of oichel. You don't have to eat, right? You're not mechayiv of bread. Sorry, it's not mechayiv bread. It's mechayiv mesibas. But it's not mechayiv bread, right? So so you think, so fine, but on Shabbos, I'm mechayiv to have bread. So Mishmur says, no, because it's not mitzad the Chanukah that you're mechayiv to have bread. It's mitzad the Shabbos. So if you forget Al Anisim on Shabbos, you don't go back. Stop. If you forget Ritei, you go back. But if you don't forget the Al Anisim, you don't go back. What?
Donuts.
What about them?
I'll eat more donuts.
I have a big suffix in Dosh. I tell you my shayla.
Yeah.
No, you're allowed to eat that. I have a big kula grad in donuts. You know, all the other rabbis, they tell you if you have like two donuts, you already have a shayla benching. Three donuts, you have to, you certainly have to bench four donuts. You have to say Shemona Ezra. Five donuts, you have to go to the mikvah. You know, right? I got to have a big kula. I guess when Gals gets a cooler, Nam Tzuch take it, grab, you know. Yeah. But I have a cooler when it comes to donuts, because in the first place, there's a big fight in general, you know, how many Rogaloch require you to bench and whatever, right? It's a big shiloh. The Goyin on this shiloh is very meikle. I say meikle, I mean, I don't know your koiches and your stomach, sorry. But the Goyin is meikle. What I mean is that the Goyin holds that it's not unless you have 12 kebayim. Which is like, you know, that's like 12 slices, the size of 12 slices of bread, the middle slice of bread, right? So if you have the rugelach that are equaled up to 12 slices of bread, right, you know, that's a lot. That's very impressive, no?
No, if you hold both sheets as Bishamas Hill, it's 9 a day.
So. Oh, wait, you have to be quiet. Someone's benching. He just heard me say he's lower. Right. But Lamai said that's the Goyin sheet. The Mishabura is Machmir. He says it's a suffix until that point. It's a suffix, so usually you shouldn't do this. Usually, you certainly shouldn't have 14 Ragalach and whatever. He's definitely getting into the Shiloh after already, I don't know, 6 Ragalach or whatever. You're already getting into the Shiloh. Okay. But just one moment. I'm not talking about those little tiny Ragalach. I'm not talking about those ones.
Cakes.
What? No, cake is a different shiloh because cake.
That are
but I'm not talking about those guys. No, that's already. That's already close.
We're talking about nechamas. We're talking about the ones they sell like wrapped.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about these rugelach, the ones in the plastic ones like
from
that.
Nechamas are from.
I'm regular rugelach.
Who's you for sure have to match? Or?
No, you don't have to jab. But after you have two of them, you're definitely in the shiloh for sure. You know, after two of them, you're certainly in the shiloh. But by donuts, I want to say my kula. I don't, you know, give me a chance. I just want to say, it's not often.
Let him say,
you know. Right? So since you can't use baby wipes on Shabbat, I'm sorry. So it's like this. There's another shiloh by donuts. There's a major shiloh by donuts. The shiloh is like this. The shiloh is that donuts themselves are. How do we get into donuts? Who did this? After you have a donut itself is deep fried. Okay? Now, this is not going to work for all donuts. My friends at donut people tell me that nowadays people are health conscious and all types of things. So the donuts are no longer deep fried. I'm not getting involved. I'm talking about the regular donuts, right? The frimme donuts, which are in the oil. The real good geschmack donut. Those donuts. The ones that you're getting in yeshiva, okay? You know, the oily, the ones that look like, you know, first cousin with schnitzel, and okay. So those donuts, no, but Emes, it's only going to work what I'm saying if they're deep fried. If they're not deep fried, it doesn't work what I'm saying, so you have to devour this. But if they're deep fried, so then those guys, there's a whole different shiloh about them. The shiloh is that since they're deep fried, there's a shiloh that might be called cooked in halacha. Now, any dough that's cooked in halacha is a tremendous machlekes if that can ever become a part of the bread family. Just one moment. As you know, when it comes to pasta, you can eat 14,000 knedlach or 14,000 pastas and whatever, right? All these things. And after you get out of the hospital, you don't have to bench. Right? Why don't you have to bench? Because cooked dough can never turn into amoitzi. It's only baked dough like ragalach and this type of thing that can turn into amoitzi. That's the reality. Okay, a donut, if you'll put a donut because it's deep fried into that mishpacha, so then you would technically be allowed to have 14,000 donuts and you wouldn't have to bench. That is one sheet of the Rishayim. However, just one more. That's one sheet of the Rishayim. Other shitas, the Shulchan Aruch brought being the shita. Other shitas hold not like that. They hold that since donuts already was in the dough form itself, was roy to take challah from whatever. I don't want to go into all the sugya, but the donut itself, it wasn't like under kezayis. The size of the dough wasn't under kezayis, like the pasta and whatnot. So therefore, they say that it will turn into bread. It's a machlekes. We have no achra on this. That means if a person were to have, let's say, taka 14,000 donuts, there's nobody in the world that can tell him to bench because it's a suffix if it's deep fried. It's a suffix. So if you put that suffix together with the goyin, it comes out that you can for sure have 3 donuts and not have to bench. It's already a suffix. Suffix number one is that maybe the amount that turns into benching is, 5 donuts, 4, 12 kebayim, which is a lot. Right. Suffix number two is that maybe this guy, even if I'd have 40 of them, would never turn into a hamaitzi anyways. So it's a suffix, so therefore there's a makom to be makom that you can have 3 donuts. Right? So the this is great, no? Yeah, but now I'm giving you my chumrah.
Oh.
What's the chumrah? If what I'm saying is right, which it's right, no, it's fake, it's a good cheshvin, right? But now you realize that that means that in the middle of a meal, nobody here makes a bracha on a ragalah. If you have in the middle of a meal, you don't have a ragalah. You don't make a bracha, right? But on bizli, you do make a bracha. Why do you make a bracha on bizli in the middle of the meal? Because bizli is something that can never turn into a moitzi. So it's not part of the suda. And it's not in the bread mishpacha. You can have 14,000 bizlis. And like I said, after you're not going to get out of the hospital if you have 14,000 bizlis. But in the hospital, right? In the hospital, before the Chavar Kaddish, you don't have to bench. You don't have to bench. Because bizli is a... So if you put donuts into the cooking mishpacha, so then it's something that's not really a part. So then it comes out that maybe a donut in the middle of a meal, you'd have to make a bracha. That's very, very big chiddush. Big chiddush. There's another reason why you would not make a bracha on a donut in the middle of the meal, is because a donut is something that usually you can only eat a donut. I know I'm about to get argued on, so I don't know why I do this to myself. But usually you can only eat a donut if you still have room. Right? In the stomach. Oh, he's the funniest rabbi in the world. He also has a nice tie. Love that guy. Everything else he says, I don't
agree.
I'm about to get to him. You can have it for Mincha. You get it for Myra, because we're going to have to work it out. But the Lemaisa, I'm just saying, I don't know. I would say like this. I would say, if you're still full, and if you're full, the kids are, and you're having a donut, so then I would take a bizli out of my pocket. Right, we discussed this, I think, in the past, that you have different things. You have jelly, that child. We discussed it.
The herring dart.
What do you mean, like, you remember? It's in your pocket. Right? So you take a bizli and you make a bracha. If you're not hungry, then it's a big makom to patter it. I wouldn't tell you to make a bracha on the donut, but it's a big makom to patter it and to have the bizli. Right? If you're still hungry, so then we could say it's a part of the meal. The donut becomes a part of the meal. Okay. But al kapanim halacha lemaisa, I would suggest that you. It's a shayla bracha shein tzrichas, whatever. I don't know. Like that. But get the psak halacha. Three donuts is for sure okay. Four donuts is pushing it, right? Five donuts, right? Right. Well, yeah, fifth night of Hanukkah. But sorry. I give you know that the minig Yisrael is to give Al Hanukkah gel on the fifth night. Anybody know why?
It can't be on Shabbos.
Very good. It's type of said because it can't fall out on Shabbos. Right? But you know what? We don't care the reason why. Just give us the money. That's
okay,
right.
I'll put money every night.
Okay. And the minig was to give your rebbeim money. It says it in the Paiskim. The minig is on Chanukah to give your rebbeim money. Right? On the fifth day. No. Okay, no problem. If it's the sixth day, then you don't have to give money.
Fine.
Okay. Seder. On the way out, I'll call up to collect. Right? It's interesting that Rabbi Rubin walked in 30 seconds ago. I find it very interesting. Let's go weiter. Okay. Now, Lamai's like this. Legabi tomorrow night, davening Mayriv. You should daven Mayriv, but Legabi tomorrow night, lighting the licht. So it's like this. Whoever holds Rabbeinu Tam, for example, it's interesting. Rav Eliashiv, he used to light the menorah at 55 minutes after Shkia. All right, 55 minutes after Shkia, meaning not in general, during the week, he would light it a few minutes after Shkia. But on Maitis Shabbos, he would light 55 minutes after the Shkia. Now, Rav Eliashiv was machmir the whole year, Rabbeinu Tam, 72. What everyone knows is the Shailon Rabbeinu Tam, but the 72 Shita, he was machmir the whole year. On Hanukkah, he held that to be machmir and Rabbeinu Tam is a kula. I can't be makel like Rabbeinu Tam, because if I'm going to go and wait to light the menorah after 72, according to some Shitas, I can't light the menorah anymore. Because according to the Goyin, that the Goyin's time for Maitri Shabbos is much earlier. So let's say the Goyin's time is 30 minutes, right? So then, if I'm going to go 30 minutes later than that, 61 minutes, right? At 61st minute, 72 minutes, I'm going to go and light, so then I'm not going to be Yaitse. Right? So Vyashiv was Chayshish for that. He's more Chayshish for that than he was for Rabbeinu Tam. And he held that the going is more of the Akashita. So therefore, he didn't want to light. Now, you're all hearing that I just said you're not Yoyte if you're after half an hour. That's another Chumrah that you know, was in addition to this. The Ashi was Machmir, that if it's 30 minutes go by, when you have a B'di'evit against the Rabbeinu Tam, it's a very big Chiddush what he's saying over here. What? So right, that's a big Chiddush. It's a very big Chiddush. Notice he's asking, what do you mean? If he held that both of them are Shita, so then I'd be worried more about the Rabbeinu Tam. Right, Rabbeinu Tam is Shal Deraisa. Right, so you see over here that it's not a vort that he was saying. It was a vort that he's saying that Rabbeinu Tam by him wasn't an Ikrashita, and that the rest of the year he's Machmir. Just a moment, I'll explain. Bez Hashem, that's why I'm here. Right? Bez Hashem. Right? Don't worry, I'm only staying till 12:16 today. And then we're davening mincha. But myself, I'll give you an example. Myself, I hold Rabbeinu Tam the Chumrah on Deraisis. I don't do Deraisis until 72, believe it. I don't do Deraisis until 72. So for me, I hold of that. Right? So therefore, I can't. It's not a Havamina to light the menorah before 72. If that's how you hold, then it's no Havamina. Right? But Masha'in came. It's interesting how all the Rebbeim came right when I mentioned the money. I just mentioned that the Rebbeim are supposed to be getting money on the fifth day of Chanukah. And boom, that second, both of you walked in. So interesting.
Right? Yeah, but something else didn't walk in with it, though.
But so I hold, for example, Rebbeinu Tam, the Chumrah. But real chumrah, I'm machmer and all deraisis. So mamela for me, there's no havamina because I can't, like you're saying, your cheshvin is right. So I can't say, well, I'm worried about the deraisis. According to Rabbeinu Tam, obviously you can't light menorah until that point. So obviously there's a newsman, I'm like the Shabbos of 72. Right? According to the Goyin, there's no such thing. So according to the Goyin, when do you light? You light at whenever it says, then you get a half an hour. Half an hour is based on that. We always say that there's a lot of shittas that old that they made a time and you have a half an hour, especially in Eretz Yisrael, that that luck is for the chutz, for the outside, for the piersim. So if that's true, so if a yashu, because of that, was make or machmer, whatever. He was makel not like Rabbeinu Tam because he held Rabbeinu Tam not the Ikashita. He didn't want to light at 30, so he would stretch it as much as he can. But because within that darkness, there's always shitas and shitas of how dark is considered dark and how many stars and whatever. So he stretched it to the last possible minute, which was basically 55 minutes after Shkia. And now there's 55 minutes after Shkia, so it's as dark as it can get. But he didn't get to 60. Let's say the Goyin's taste would be around 30 minutes. So then he didn't get to 60. So Mamela, he's still within the 30-minute time period of the Goyin. And he's not that. Now, again, you have to know over here in this room, does anybody here hold Rabbeinu Tam? What? I'm talking Moitze Shabbos.
No, I'm saying on a regular
tzeis. What is tzeis according to the Goyim?
Yeah.
So Vyashev held it can't be before 30 minutes. Because Pashas Mitzad the light, even though if you go in the Goyim sheet, it sounds like not like that. It's 13 and a half or 18 or whatever, right? But he said that it's not shaykh because if you look in the darkness of where it is, it's like, first of all, we don't even see three stars until then. So he said that even the Goyim was only talking in a certain type of this and that. I don't want to go into all that cheshbonos. But he also held that our Shkia is 10 minutes later than what it really is. At least the chumrah that you have to be chayshish that maybe our shkia is not really 4:39; it's really 4:52. So 4:52, if you go that seis is 18 minutes later, that's a half an hour. Right? So then Mamela yelled that 30 minutes from then, something around that. I'm oversimplifying, but that's berach the cheshvin. So my says anybody here hold Rabbeinu Tam, and you hold it the chumrah. Do you hold it like me? If you hold it like Rav Yashiv, you just do it because why not? If Yashiv held, I should do it on a regular Shabbos because of Adad Zashita that's Chashiv like that. For example, if you ask this to Rav Moshe writes that a person who holds Rabbeinu Tam L'Chumra keeps Rabbeinu Tam. He didn't have this type of Rav Moshe held Rabbeinu Tam L'Chumra of 72. He held by himself. He paskin for Klal Yisrael that whatever that time period is. In New York, he said 50 minutes. In Eretz Yisrael, it's something like 35, whatever. But the point was that according to those that are Machmir on Rabbeinu Tam, 60s, I think, in Baltimore, they say... No, New York is 50. Ramosha writes in the Tshuva. That's 50 in the Tshuva. But in Baltimore, I think they say Baltimore. But it's totally in the Malkin. Where are you from? Baltimore, no? But 60, I think, of... What? It's 60.
Okay. Lakewood, most places do 60. I don't know why.
60 in Lakewood, they do 60. It's all based on this cheshbon. Everyone's trying to figure out that at what point it does not get darker. That's the shy leader. And then that's where Maisha's cheshbon. That once it's at a point where it doesn't get darker, so then we have the simin that the Gemara brings us of the color of the sky. We have the simin of the stars, because for sure you're going to have three stars then. Elamai, you don't have 72, which is the third simin. So Maisha says, no, you have two out of three. 66 on a test in the Shkeferlach. No, but that means Ramayisha talk out like that. Ramayisha held that. Therefore, Mekar Din in New York, it doesn't get darker after 50. And in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't get darker, let's say, after, I don't know the number, I think 35, whatever it's like he said, whatever it's on the calendar. Whatever, 36. You have to be careful when you're asking in the middle of Shir sometimes. What does it say on the calendar? You have to check afterward. So 30, let's say 35 minutes, I don't know, something like, what is it, 36 minutes, something like that? I don't know. Nobody knows. It's whatever it says on the calendar. So whatever that is, according to, if you're Makel that you do Malacha, for example, at 38 minutes after Shkia, right, so then for sure you should light then. If you're someone that does 72, so now if you're like me, that you Mamish by you 72, you Machmer Deraisis, so then Avad, you should do like that. In 73 minutes, you should light the Menorah. But that's the Cheshbon over here. What do you want to ask? Somebody want to ask?
I have dollars.
Oh, so that's totally in Minhag. My Minhag is, I think most of the Americans say Havdalah first.
Too.
I think so, right? I think the Havdalah, right? Where we grew up, different country? You did the other way? Litvak. Litvak, that's a Litvak. What? Litvak.
I don't know what it
is. You don't know what you are.
Yeah, I don't know. 35.
Yeah. What?
South Africa. Not 35.
I don't know. Look at that. I know that the... No, South African, the Litvaks. Yeah, South African, the Litvaks. So I don't know. Might say the minig, I think, the prevalent minig of the American public, Seaburn. I'm saying this is what all them, Obama, everyone. I'm saying this is the American minig. I think the minig is always to do Avdala first. The Lomnus, you first say yourself. Avdala first, because that shows the Shabbos is over. So how can I light before? The other way to say it is not for care, because you have to light as early as you possibly can. So this is a shayla I don't give a psak on. I just do like your minig. And if you don't have a minig, so of course you do like me. That goes, well, so Avdala, you say Avdala first. That goes without saying, right? Just, then you're stuck with me. That's number two. Number three, it's an interesting shayla. I thought you would like this. I'm sure it happened in this room, because I got a shayla from four bachurim this week. Each day a different bachur. I'm sure one of them was, you know, each one of them was calling for his friend. Right? I don't, you know, everybody say you don't have to call for your friend. The Ger Rebbe always said, he said, if you have a shayla, you have to call for your friend. Just call up, right, and say that I, right.
I'm a friend.
No, I have a shayla for my friend. Right? No, you guys don't get it. Okay, should I explain it? If somebody once came and asked the shayla to the Ger Rebbe, I said to the Ger. If somebody once came and asked the shayla to the Ger Rebbe, so he said his friend such and such. So the Ger Rebbe told him, next time tell your friend to just come and he can ask the shayla about his friend. So he shouldn't have to be embarrassed. Anyways, but so he called up like this. He accidentally lit someone else's menorah. Now my kids are in the background listening to this with sheer spiles. How in the world did that happen? He lit someone else's menorah and the guy came in, you know, it's my mom's like, my kids also, they never heard the story with the three bears. You know, someone's been sleeping in my bed, you know, someone's been lighting my menorah. They don't have these musagim or whatever. So I told him, look, what do you mean? Go in there. There's like 17,000 menorahs. They all look the same. God, over here I saw, you know, they all look different. It's interesting. I don't know. Everybody got, one guy's got like a star menorah and one guy's got like, all types of menorahs like that. But like you go to yeshiva and you see they all look the same. It's gone shayach. Someone's going to light someone else's menorah. You know, these things happen. And, you know, why the bacher didn't think to himself, wow, this is mamish like from Malachim, from Shemayim filled up my oil. Like a bach shemin, like a nace. You see the mamish the chvivas that the Baruch Shalom sent down the oil there already and sent down the wicks, and it's all in place. It's what a chvivas.
Maybe you said it also. Maybe you set it up too.
You're being down the kafzchus. You know, we don't do that. Anyway, so he called up and he asked me. He called me and his name. You know, oh look at that, how nice. Somebody else's name on my menorah.
Oh,
the Malach's name, Gabriel. So nicely, he asked me the shayla. He asked me. You know, I just got the shayla in four different ways. Fun. I'll give you one way. One way I got the shayla was that he butchered lit somebody else's menorah. He wants to know is his yaitza now, right? Another bacher called me the next night. He came to this menorah and someone had lit it. Right? So he wants to know, number one, is he yoytze? Right? Number two, he wants to know, can he charge the guy money for the oil? Right? Number three, he wants to know, does he have to tell the other guys? Not yoytze. All these shaylas. So Taka's a very big shayla. Very, very big shayla. I'll tell you what I said, and then I talked to Big Tam Tchachim after, and I'll tell you what he told me. I told him that that there's probably an umdana in a yeshiva. That's what I would think, that there's an umdana. The oil is learning about Matiya, no? Seriously? Okay, one day. So they once learned Bab Messiah, no?
Yeah, 2 years.
Look how time flies. Look at that. So somebody, if you remember the Gemara in Chav Beis, I don't want to go into it now, but there's a whole sugya over there about an umdana. But to make a long story short, there's probably an umdana, especially the Gabi Mitzvah, that if you know this guy will just give you back his oil, that you're not going to care. Right? Why do I care? He's gonna anyways give me his oil. He zicher once he would find out would give me his oil. Just gonna give me a minute. And there might be an umdana that klapi a mitzvah of an arevis kol yisrael. Raven tells that I want him to be yaitzeh the mitzvah. So you probably have an umdana that I'm makin him the oil and I'm happy he should be yaitzeh with the oil. That's what you could have said. So like this. I accidentally threw in the word now, and you're makne to him, right? But maybe you don't need to be makne to him. That's a shayla. Maybe it's enough that it's just not gezel, and that he's who says you have to own your oil. Where does it say that you have to own your own oil? Maybe the pshat is I have to light a menorah. If somebody, what?
doesn't say it.
That sheet of Bepruta, that which it says be mishtat, if you know there's a concept of be mishtat, Bepruta, that's because I need to connect myself somehow. If I'm not connected, but Mashenkin, if I actually light it, yeah, if somebody gives me a shist to light it, right, so then maybe that's enough. That's what you could have heard, yeah, and then you would say it's Nichalei B'mamayne, etc. And then, that's what the first night, I told the Bachar is like this. I told him, the first night was a little more confused, but the second night when the Bachar called me, I told him that he should light himself. He's Zichar Nat Yoytze, obviously, he didn't light. Okay, he should tell the other Bachar to relight without a bracha. That's what I said. You know, they should talk to me, Michael, should we light without a bracha? Because I'm mitzvah. What?
You
can definitely charge for the oil. 100%. He can charge for the oil. Just one second. Now, Maisa, Rabbi Stryker asked, he doesn't own it, and the kinyan of Afreya. So I just told you that who says you have to do a kinyan? Yeah. The Maisa of Yashiv held you have to have a kinyan. Where's Rabbi Yashiv come from? He came from Iran, the Ranim Sakim. It's a very famous Ranim Sakim. The Olim probably saw it. You know, the Ranim about Brachas, what gets Lin, what's Al Mitzvahs, Lin. Anybody who learns Sakim, it's a Davches, it's a big Ran over there. The Ran, when he talked about the Menorah and the Bracha, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, it says Lin, he gets involved and he says over there that you have to own the oil. He says over there that since you have to own the, there's a Din Lachem on the oil, if you have to own the oil, then what I said doesn't make sense. Because to say I'm not makbid l'mafreya, you can say I'm not makbid l'mafreya. Somebody took my lulav, I'm not makbid l'mafreya. Okay, I'm saying I don't mind, right? But to say that there's an umdana that I was being maknit to him l'mafreya, you can't say. I didn't know he took my oil, so you can't say there was an umdana. Rav Yashiv held him as mamasha. Rav Yashiv held a bracha batala. Rav Yashiv held you have to light again with a bracha. He wasn't Yosef Bechlau, and I only found this out afterward. I never heard this before.
Lulav,
I found afterward in the Shartshuva in Tafresh Nunches is a major machlekes. Shartshuva in Tafresh Nunches brings down this shaila. The fear of the Yashiv should come out that he's not Yosef. Meaning, the nafkamina is, what do you mean not Yosef? I'll just take the lulav again. He has to make a bracha. Right? The nafkamina is, he'll have to talk and make a bracha again. You want to ask?
There's different
price
oils people have because they pay more for.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be. I'm gonna be. I mean, I got here. No, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you. He's saying something that I was also thinking. I saw a sefer that discusses the shiloh, right? And he says something of the nature that he discusses a different shiloh. I'll get into that. Which I'll. What happens? You come one night at Hanukkah. You don't have a bottle of oil there, and you're about to miss this man. Right? You realize you thought you have a bottle of oil there, you're about to miss this man, right? No pach shemen. What could you do, right? So you're about to miss this man. See, look, you see right next to you there's a bottle of oil. Let's say it's regular oil. I won't get involved in your shell for a second. Your regular oil. And I know the guy's not going to care. And I don't think he's going to be makbid, whatever. Why? Not because I ever borrowed before. I don't have a real yidi. I just know, why should he care? Why should he care that I'm going to take his oil? I'm just going to give him back the oil. What? Come again?
Let's say it's last night.
So the Batel Chachma writes over there like this. He says, you know what you can do? He says, you're allowed to take the oil, because the Numdana that he won't care. So he writes, Numdana he won't care. Which doesn't stem so well with what we're saying, because you can't say he's giving me a kinyan on it. But there's a Numdana that he doesn't care. And then he says, and you'll be maknim the money. You'll be maknim the money, you know, you'll make a kinyan, you'll tell somebody pick up the money on his behalf. Now, if it's the last night, maybe, I hear. On a regular night of Hanukkah, I don't know if that works. Because on a regular night of Hanukkah, you're going to pick up a shekel and be mezakeh to him. I'm not interested in the shekel. I'm interested tomorrow night to have oil. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? I think in the Baal Batishkeit, I'm right. I think Rabbi Thurm's case, I could hear what he's saying. On the last night, I don't care about the oil. So Mamela, if you mezakeh him the money, so then on the last night, he owns the money now. Now I can take. On a third night, I'm not interested in that. Elamai. I'll be mezakim the oil. I don't have the oil here. If I had the oil here, then I wouldn't be in this trouble. Right? So that's the shaila. I don't know. That gets involved a little bit with you were asking me, because. No, let's go back. I'll say a few more locals. Anybody wants to? I'll ask anything afterward. I'm very nervous now because now I saw the shartshuva's machlekes, right? Maisa. Last night, somebody, Taka, called me, and I made him light without a bracha again. I said, if you could try to find somebody else to get with a bracha. Try to get somebody else with a bracha.
The other guy has to
light. No, again, the first guy has to light for sure. He didn't light. What?
We might see on a bracha.
Ah. Sorry. That's very good.
Why isn't
I mean, he zikr wasn't Yaisa.
But why? It can't be that you lived for the other person?
It won't work. He zikr had no das. 100%. 100%. It wasn't a shliach. 100%. There's no Zika. I wasn't even doing it for. Maybe if you say I'm a Zakim, even that's a big shayla. If you give a Zakim mitzvah to somebody else, right? Yeah. Yeah. We never blow out candles. You have to change the sign. The sign said something about blowing out candles. You have to change the sign. What? You never blow out candles. Forget candles. You never blow out any fire.
Even for a little
time. Come on. You never blow out candles. But the Zohar and all my scary sources say, the Sefer Haredim brings it. Sefer Haredim brings that if you blow out a candle, it means anytime you blow out a match, you blow out anything, you're blowing out a neshama.
Birthday candle?
Birthday candle comes from a Greek. Oh, it's perfect for the umtiff. The birthday candle comes from some dreadful Greek goddess that I can't say her name. Certainly not in a bathroom, but she was like some type. Oh, I don't have to tell you what was going on. I don't have to remind you of Greek mythology. But anyway, whatever. Okay. The kids are. She had a umtiff. Her birthday. They used to blow out candles. Pregnant, she would make a wish and she would give matanas and da 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 until one of the gods killed her. In fact, it's not important right now. Right? That was he made a wish. His wish was to kill her, and she knew what to do. It was all Gantz Machlekes. What?
Take out the candles and
light them. Oh, so if you want to just take out the candles like that, but Al-Kabanim, that's where it comes from, blowing out the candles. Yeah, candles. Wait, so let's go in order. One minute. At the birthday parties, you know, for now on, we certainly don't blow out the candles. What we do is we take the cake, turn it upside down. That we zikr don't blow out. That's not for discussion. Now, the next shayla is, are you allowed to blow out the candles? Is it a problem? Right? Is it a problem? So that's already, you know, that's an old fight. Do we say that something that its makor is from Goyishkeit, but now it just became like, you know, what everybody does, right? You know, until your 108th birthday, right? And the guy's on a respirator, and they bring in, here, Zadie, here, blow out the candles. It takes the oxygen. So, I don't know. It definitely has. It has roots in Greek.
Wait, like, well,
no, you don't blow out candles.
Kill people when that happens.
No, you don't have to kill them.
No, I'm saying
it's not a problem.
The
Sefer Haredim brings out that Al-Pikabal, you shouldn't blow out a candle. It's bad for his neshama, and it's the end of his neshama.
That includes birthdays.
Yeah, but the birthdays is a separate problem. Also, I'm saying. The bad thing, we have the other problem also, but in addition, you have a regular problem blowing out.
You don't have that problem.
Yes, no, like you go like this with the, you know. What is it called? Bellows.
The bellows.
For your neshama, someone else is blowing out.
I think it's bad for his, the person himself's neshama.
Are you good? I mean, I'm not finding blowing anyone else's open.
Then if someone else.
What if I blow somebody else's candle, maybe?
How does he light?
How what?
Some guy lights my menorah. How do I light?
So I told this guy to wait a half an hour because does it sound like I said he's Yaitse? Then put it out, right? With his hand or his chavrusas. Put it out. Then after he puts it out, that he should light. And he should tell the other guy that he should light again without a brach. And I still hold of that psalm every morning because
why
the
Chavrusas. This guy took my menorah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So
why do you have to wait out? Just blow it out.
That's a big shy. I hear. I know that shy. And it wasn't. I'm not sure if this is called oymit to be blown out. You know, Ishladin. If you have something that goes oymit to be blown out, then that we don't say kafsei zoga. If you know that the wind is about to put it out, she's saying here he didn't know.
Wait, no. Somebody told me this was Shiva. That was Rashiva. He's an Ishiva. The Shiva said that. Yeah. And you're not allowed in your rooms. And if you do, I'm going to come blow it out and I'm a Ruch Matsuya.
And I'm a Ruch Matsuya. No, it's true. It's not even a joke. It's true. La Locha, it's true. Should I tell you another story? You know what happened? Last night, a Bacher called me. Now I'm already in a good mood. I'm sick. Last night, a Bacher called me, and it's good dealing with Bacher and other criminals because you get all the interesting shilas. Now, he told me that he knocked over right before he lit. In other words, he meant like this. We had such halakha kavanas. I don't think this ever happened to Aaron Akoyan. Right? No, but Bam is right after he said Shasa Nisim, he went like this to light the candle. And he's not a Shlomo, he's a Shlomo, he's a Shlomazel. I'll explain it different time. But when he knocked into the menorah and the whole menorah fell over at that point. Now he's standing there like this. Right? And you know the wax when it's dripping down, right? That's right. So the bracha next to him called me up. He had just finished the bracha. He finished Shechianu. Well, it's a different story, but whatever. He finished Shechianu too. He finished all the brachas. And now he's standing there. What does he do? What did he do? Did he lose his brachas? What would you guys say? Yeah. What would
so
you say?
Ask somebody else to quickly.
Did you say he should get somebody else?
Someone else.
Switch menorahs. So you know what he just said? I just want to tell you what he just said. Right? I don't know the names. I'm trying to find the names. What are the names?
Chaim David.
He says like this. My brother's name is Chaim David. So he says like this. He says, what do you mean? You know, what would happen if a person took a shofar, right? Blew a shofar. Made the bracha. Whatever. Then he realized that his shofar was pasul. So Rabbi Stryker says you have to make a new bracha. But Chaim David says no, because the Chayyim, it's the exact same case.
But why isn't our bracha at all? You made a bracha.
Did you agree with Rabbi Stryker?
Yeah.
You know, said it. He's my brother now. My brider. Right? We have to fix it. We have to help him out. No, and it's the Chayyim, it's the right sushtel, right?
You don't fight with your brother.
Wait, slow. Not in public. Not slowly. The chayyim is the right suchta. I'm right. The chayyim, the suchta, right? Just like a shayfer, you make a shayfer kishana mitzvah. It's one who the shmaya called shayfer. So then, right away, you see the shayfer's parcel. You put down that shayfer. You pick up another shayfer. You have to make another bracha on the other shayfer, unless you had plans. But if you didn't have plans and using the other shayfer, you have to make it. And that's halacha. Like Rabbi Stryker says, that's halacha. So chayyim menorah is the same thing. You didn't plan on using another menorah. So it's the same thing. So chayyim has to make another bracha. You guys agree? But Chaim David is my brother. Chaim David is my brother.
Is there a difference between Kavida and Halacha? You're not actually making this marriage.
Why not? Why should be the fakir? If anything, I think it's a Kavu Chaimer. I think it's Mamish Kavu Chaimer. Shoifer, there's at least a chance, you know? Mashiach get a shofar. I'm a menorah. You know, I'm the only guy that lights like 16 menorahs, but normal human beings light one. It's not good. There's an oil shortage, but sorry.
For it to be
Because shofar, right? Rabbi Strike is saying that l'chayra and shofar in general, we hold that the ikar of the shofar is just the coil. Right, here goes the kol shayfer. This is the chetim for the kol shayfer. So if anything, if there you need no bracha, certainly over here by the mitzvah, the oil, zikr, the cheftz of the mitzvah. Right? Yeah. So it's not pashit. I'll tell you why. It's not pashit. Why not? Because l'chayra. All you have to do is pick up his menorah, right? Put it into place, and the wick is still going to have a drop of oil in it. Okay. There's one drop of oil in the wick, but. Sorry?
It'll last for like a minute.
It'll last for at least 35 seconds, right?
Yeah.
Now, the Mice says, hey, wait, you'll see, it's not so simple this. There are shitas in the Rishonim, there are many shitas in the Rishonim, the Machlaikas, that if you light, we always say you need a half an hour worth of oil, but that's a fight. It's a massive Machlaikas, right? Many Rishonim hold that all you need is one dot of oil to be Yitzhak the Mitzvah. Okay, we don't hold like that, L'chumra. But what happens, wait, just one more. Let's say a person put in 1 minute of oil, l'chatchila. He didn't realize he put in 1 minute of oil. He holds like, you know, Reb Chanina ben Daisa, Misha Amar le, Shemen Yadlik, Chaymet Yadlik, Misha Amar le, Shemen Yadlik, he'll say, nothing will Yadlik. He yells up Shita. He went and he lit like that. He didn't know the Shita. Now, they come back, they tell him, Zundel, what are you doing? You have to light 30 minutes worth of oil. Does he now, when he relights, does he make a bracha? Says the Mishabura, no. No, let the Mishabura know. You know why? Because since the Arshit is that hold that he was Yaitse, we don't like what you did. And you should add now half and you should put it out and light again without a bracha. Right? So this Jew over here.
Add oil to the cup.
Slowly. But on that other oil, I never had
that.
That much I'll agree. I didn't have das on the other oil. But here I have in front of me at least still the wick. In the wick, I did have das on that one drop of oil. So my bracha is at least chal on that one drop of oil. Now, he'll have to do a very interesting thing. He'll have to, just 1 second, he'll have to light that one, okay? Then after he lights that one, he'll have to go and put it out, l'chayra, and put in 30 minutes of oil to be yoytze to the other shita, but he won't make a bracha on the other one. Everyone claps what I'm saying?
You
claps the lumbus
why?
What? Add oil doesn't work. That's our problem. That's what Rabbi Strike is saying. L'chayra, that oil I never had das on. So that's not going to help us over here.
No, light it.
No, I have das on.
Oh, but so he's saying, why do I have to go and do the Gantz Tekes? Just you have this oil together with that oil, right? But that I'm not so sure about because here I have a different song. It's a shtickle hefzik. I'm trying to avoid as much hefzik as I can. I understand. Because I'd lock ois a mitzvah. I'm not afraid of you, Rabbi Thurm. Right? You're afraid of me. But you know what? It didn't work. You're Kabbalah Gechesh, but that's what my breeder meant. That's what you meant, right? Tell them.
Not really.
But now you agree. But Lamaisa like this, it didn't work because, and Lamaisa Balabatish, it didn't work because when you start to light that wick, you know what happened? All the oil spilled on the wick itself. Okay, so the wick itself, the top of the wick, was all langazap mit oil, right? So what happened was like this: he kept on doing that, and it kept on like making sparks and right and dust, and it was dreadful. Don't ask, frag this, right? So I don't know. I got a thought like you, or like you, who said that if you just hold it there for long enough, then it's going to... Well, I also thought like that. But I think what was going on was like this. I think what was going on was it was sucking up also the oil from the bottom at the same time. So then he didn't have any more.
He didn't do anything.
He wasn't doing anything. So now, Elamai, so what are you going to say? You're going to say, so it lights for even a second, but that's not true, because anything that lights for a second, which is going to go out, mitzad, that it doesn't have, it wasn't gelicht, it didn't clap. It didn't clap on the thing, that's not enough.
What do you mean? It was burned for a couple seconds?
No, it wasn't. No. If you take a lick, wait 1 second. Let's say you take a wick, and you light a wick, which is a bad wick, and it lights for 1 second and it goes out. That's no good, according to all the shittas. Even anything that's on its way out, not because it doesn't have enough fuel source, but it's on its way out because it was never properly lit. Here, because of the whole oil massive on the wick, it was never properly lit. It's very different. No, so the night bizai, it was sucking up at the same time the little drop that was left inside the wick itself. So we had nothing. So therefore, there wasn't enough for it to be, even for the 5 seconds. And therefore, you had nothing. So Chayri's out. Chayri, you have to light again with a bracha.
You refilled the menorah.
How long do you have?
The cup smashed. Now let's see if the cup didn't smash. Let's say I had only the wicks. Let's say the cups didn't smash. Let's see if the cup didn't smash and I have one dot of oil in there. I'm also okay. And then I could take a different wick. Then I would take a different wick, put it in there, and then I have that dot of oil that I made the brach on. Right? Sorry. A lot of times you're not gonna have that. The chevra that put water in the cup, they're not gonna have this, Rabbi Reuben. Because the water will be at the bottom, he's not going to
have hefsek problems.
Come get? No, because any hefsek that's a tzarech, the mitzvah, technically is mutter. I just said before to avoid it.
Why in brachas when it says that if you drop a fruit, you have to make a new bracha?
That's because Taka, I only had this fruit in front of me.
You're sitting by the
Anakanami, if you could wash it off. Anakanami, that's Allah, 100%. If you could wash it off, 100%. It's talking about that it fell into New York's finest. Okay.
What happens when you don't know the person you lit your menorah?
You don't know who he is.
You're in yeshiva.
So, I mean, you got to put up a sign, and what could you do? And not more than that. I'm saying, you're Michael, so that maybe he's my cheshbon from before. There's a tzad, he's Yaitzeh. What?
You still have to find him in night delay.
You still have to find him in night, yeah.
Not blow, never blow.
Lick fingers and goats. Not in front of the children.
Bellows. Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you one more thing. My friends and now family.
I want to ask Shiloh.
What's that?
It's just the time of the year. Is there Indian like not to see?
Oh, we'll get there. Don't worry. It's not tis the season. We'll get there. I have another.
Is that a
Yontif's in what? Another. When's the Mamzer's Yontif? Two weeks. We have time. That's Hashem by then. Don't worry.
Is there any things going on?
The minute Medina, you're allowed to say.
Christmas.
Yeah. Medina, you're allowed to say it. But what can I do? If Scheinberg, Zuchern Levrachi, told me he still remembers the Jews that got beat up on Kratzmach night in Europe, you know. So, like, it's hard for a Jew that, you know, remembers these things. And I was also there, so, you know, it's hard for us to say Kratzmach. Sorry? So that's the problem. To say Yashka, how in the world we got into this? No one will know, right? But he's
your brother.
Right? No, to say the name Jesus, right? His name, you know, J.E. Schnitzel, whatever. Not us, whatever, right?
Jeez.
That guy, that's in his name you're allowed to say. The Rambam says that, what's the shot? The Lambam's like this. Let's say you have a guy named Josh. And Josh all of a sudden gets up one day and says, okay, I'm God. Right? You can't say his name anymore. Right? You're allowed to say his name. It's the other guy that naked Indian fellow Dorton B.U.D. that you're not allowed to say.
Why not?
Because he is not a person that became his name or whatever. That is the name of the Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to say the name of Avodah Zarah.
His name wasn't
B.U.D.
His name was
It was Anshul. But Al Kapanim, he's, you know, but he himself, but the Avodah Zarah you can't say. But Mashenkim Yashka, his name you are allowed to say, but C-H-R-I-S-T, you're not allowed to say.
Why
not? Because that word means Kaddish, and he was anything but Kaddish. No, you're talking not allowed to say it, because you're giving a Shivas. The word C-H-R-I-S-T, my Christian friends tell me, it means Kedushin, Kaddish in Latino. Right? Because that's not the, it's we are affiliated with the Mamzer. Like, we would have, like, you know, like some type of, you know, patch and whatever, you know. So I connect myself with him. You're not saying a kedusha about him. When you say CHRST, you're giving, the Halig one. That's how you're saying it, right? Now, saying if Christian is just the name of their team, the name of their group, right? That's the idea. Wait, I want to tell you guys one more shayla, and then I'm going to let you go.
Christmas is like an Italian.
You're allowed to. You're allowed to say kratzmach. You're allowed to say, I don't say it, because I still remember the Jews that got beat up. You know, so Melo, it's like we tried to say it in a way that's bizyonistic. Right? We tried to say it, but...
It sounds more Yeshivish.
What? Oh, das sicher ist der Sieber, weil ich gesagt habe, das sicher. Ich meine, wir können sagen etwas mit der Axt und der Kracht und der Doss. Aber weiter, was ich gesagt habe, es kommt euch, das ist sehr frem, ja? Gut, aber ich kann I'll tell you one last thing. First of all, it's a dreidel muxa. Come on, Kallus is great. It's a dreidel muxa. It's a mamish a real shayla. No, you should know. No, it's a real shayla.
Yeah, I play drum.
No, it's no joke. It's a real. First of all, to play dreidel for money on Shabbos is a gomer. To play dreidel for no. I know you know that, right? To play dreidel for chocolate. Mega. To play dreidel for chocolate and for jellies and things that also us are gomer on Shabbos. And Shabbos is also gomer. It's even usher for you, Rabbi Spryker and Rabbi Ruben, with your children. It's usher because on Shabbos, even though it's all yours, all the money, but the Gemara says that there's a gzeira atu mekach memker, that it looks like mekach memker and you're dealing, and even though mitzat gambling, it wouldn't be a problem. But mitzat Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch brings down Shin Klub Kimball, and you're not allowed to do that. So there's no dreidel, okay? You can play without money. Play for fun. Isn't that what's important anyway? I can hear my mother still, right? Isn't that what's important anyways? Right? That all the family's together just having fun? Right? You see, my brother's got like poker chips. Okay, Mom, Dad said you buy yourself something nice. All
right.
I'm getting nostalgic. I love it.
Even though it's not something that you would ever write.
No, because it's not us writing. No, they made a Gzeira. Not allowed to make a girl on Shabbos. It's a Gzeira mamish. Right, no, but what's my shayla? Right. My shayla is like this. My shayla is that's clear that if you have something, a telephone book. Okay. A telephone book, the poets can say, is a klijim malach to the iser. Why? Right? Because the ikker function of a telephone book is to give is what? Okay, I'm not getting involved now. Addresses, sir. Let's say it's a telephone book with just phone numbers. I'm just trying to bring out my point for a second. I'm using it as a marshal. Let's say you have a telephone book with just telephone numbers. So you say, I don't do an isser with the telephone book. But no, since the telephone book enables you to do an isser, so the place can say that's called the klishe machtel yisser. All the place can say this. Right? Okay, you have a shayla, maybe a telephone book with addresses, but a dreidel. If the inker function of a dreidel is you use the dreidel just to play for fun and fine. Here. But if you use the ikker function of that dreidel is a gambling dreidel, right? You know, you see this dreidel, you see like a cigar, you see like, you know, like, right? But so then, I don't know, I'm saying in a bucher dira, what's the ikker function of a dreidel?
Drink.
It's a drink. I heard of this thing.
Drunken dreidel.
It's interesting.
No, but it's the same thing as a type of girl.
No, but I don't know if that's the type of girl, because the lump is over there.
At the end of the day, everyone gets drunk.
Wait, what has to work? The guy who gets gimbal drinks?
Everyone
else drinks? There's different sheets, there's different hug him has. I don't know how it works, right?
Nobody really does. Everybody's just not for everyone to shit.
What?
Everyone drinks on a gimbal.
How is everyone drinks on a gimbal?
My favorite town.
The truth is, there comes a certain point in the dreidel where everyone's getting gimbal, right? And when you're holding there, right? So then it's all shins or all gimbals, shum. So, anyways, I don't know. I don't think that would be a problem. I mean, I'm not. There's only one guy walking out of here. What did he speak about? I don't know. But drunk dreidel's mother and it's best. Said a kula. Something about baby wise that we don't hold up, but the other thing. So wait, that's an interesting shayla. Dreidel depends if it's oymid for making money, then it's a problem. Then it's a klishe machtel yisser. Mashenkin, if it's a dreidel, which is taka just a regular toy dreidel, praying, you know, you play just for fun, or a drunken dreidel. No, I hear a drunken dreidel should be mutter mitzad hilchis does because it's not gambling.
That is just
right, I'm saying that's gambling. Chocolate is an actual monetary kivyachol transfer. No, it's a real transaction. The kid makes more Hanukkah geld. The chocolates. No, he gets more. He won. He has more. At the end of the thing, we can, okay, now, you know, give your brother Shragi. I'm David. Give your brother Shragi. You want to give your brother Shragi? I don't want to give. But that's called, you know, that's, he's being mevater. It's not that part of the game. I'll tell you one last case, and then you can all leave me. All right, I'm leaving you. That I saw a dreidel. I saw a menorah. outside. They're selling it by the Mir Yeshiva. Right, it's unbelievable. Right, the Mir HaKadosh. They're selling a menorah like this. I can't explain it more, but it was like, I don't have enough fingers for this, but like that. It was like, you know, it wasn't straight. It was like this, like a stairs. Yeah, my fingers are not bad. Yeah, like that. That's good for the 6'9". Yeah. Right, this is what the menorah looked like. Yeah. So I was walking by. So all of a sudden, like, I got converged by, like, a lot of that yeshiva olim that comes there, Mitzvah Shabbos, says, ask Rabbi Kallis if this menorah is okay. You see the guy behind, the poor guy who's selling it, you know? Ken Ken, kol gedolei ador mishtamshim bezeh. No, the picture is just not straight. So they're all asking, is it okay? So what do you think? Okay or not okay?
No,
so I told the Yid, I told him, look, if I tell you what it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, I'm not talking like Epson Kanhela Gazach and Shulchan Aruch and, you know, Mishnah Berurah. Pashit, every simple Yid knows Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. If I tell you what it says in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, at Hamaskim, so he said to me, Lo, Rak Papen Ishchai. I said, gotcha. Gotcha. Done. Right? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Taka says that it's Aser. No, it's interesting. I can't figure out the Kitzur. The Kitzur, everyone knows it's a Shiloh about a circular menorah. You know, if it goes in a circle, because it looks like a Maduro. The Paiskim seem to say that's no good, even maybe the Evan. It might not be good. Just a moment. The Kitzur brings these halachas down together. He brings, don't make it circular, and don't make it staircase, like that type of menorah. And he brings no good. The Ben Ish Chai says that he's got to say that it's not l'chatchila, it's mashma that b'dievet is okay. Mashma is like a hidr mitzvah. So then he was masking to take it away, right? And it seems to be all the Gedolei Yisrael stopped using it. I think something very interesting, though. The manamitis adavar, there's a raya that it's mutter. Don't go and get one. You know what the raya is? There's a Mari Bruna, right? Mari Bruna. You guys don't know? No. The Mari Bruna, right? Mari Bruna, it was from, you know, before... Maybe, I mean, he was a guy that had a name, Marie Bruno. You know, that means it's like definitely holding 500 years ago. He writes a case like this. He says, if you have candles, I love this. He says, if you have candles, I'll show you where this is again in my set, Mamish. If you have candles that are of different sizes, so he says, light them in size order. He says, why? Because, Mailin Bekaidish Ve'ein Maridin. So if you have candles that are in a certain size, so don't go and light first the big one. We would have thought the big one, the best, is the first. He says, no, light the small one first. Assuming it has a half an hour. But light the small one first, and then go up, so that you're Maidlin B'Kodesh V'Ein Maridin. So what do you see from him? You see that the Taka don't have to be the same order. They're the same height. Whereas the Negeya, is like this. A Bacher called me, only Bacher. God bless the Bacher. Right? He called me, last night, other yeshivas give off on Hanukkah. Right? Yeah, you guys get off before, yeah, the Shneimlof and the Shneimach, right? But this yeshiva gives off on Hanukkah. So this, they came there, and they had one little thing of oil. They found where they were staying, one little thing of oil, and candles. So they asked me, should they light candles and oil, or should they just light all candles? Just light all candles, light candles. So I told them, oil is the ikar l'chatchila. So the first one, you should light oil. Right? And then my kids were there, and they said, yeah, but Tati, you know, it's going to look all strange. Because it's going to look... Forget the fact that it's going to look... Oh, it's good. More than that, it's going to look... The oil will be like this, and you know the candles are going to be higher. So they're not going to be the same height. So now that you have the Mari Bruna, I'm not saying you should do this l'chatchila, but if you can get the mile of oil, otherwise my Breira, in this case, you know, normally don't buy menorah like that, right? But if your Breira here is that you're going to lose out on lighting with oil, because if you're going to go and light just the wax, you won't have the oil. So then I'm going to be makel that you should light the oil, and then even light the tall wax candles. Good Shabbos, Freilich and Chanukah. I love you all.
Hey, is there any gift for candles to make sure the candles stay the same height? We're going to get for candles to make sure that the candles are on the same light. Sometimes they burn.
Wait, I tell you one more, Marshall? You want to hear one more?